It's January 20th, and we're going to learn about Steve Reinhart's life at the conference, the Minnesota Auctioneers Association Conference in Moorhead, 2018. Well, hey, Steve, I know you got some things to tell us. You got quite a life.
Good morning.
Can you tell us how you got in the auction business?
Back in the day, I sat at the local auction barn, just like all the stories go, and I was pretty determined that I was going to go to auction school. And I sold a couple heifers and decided that's what I'm going to do. And I went to auction school and enjoyed it, worked on things, and got home and went to work. And I was lucky. I was first-generation auctioneer. So it kind of started from the ground up. I think that first season I was very fortunate. I had, I believe I managed to put together 10 auctions that year.
No kidding.
Yeah. And then the second year, I think I got that jacked up to 16. You know, I was a local boy. I knew everybody kind of. Actually, I had a barber shop at the time. I had went to barber school so I could live in our hometown. And so I got to know a lot of people. And that helped me get started in the auction business.
Sure. What did you like about the auction business? What do you like about it?
It just is something that gets in your blood. I love to go to auctions. I love the competition of the auction. It's just something that it kind of was just in my blood that I wanted to do. And again, I wanted to be independent. I wanted to be able to be in charge of my own destiny. And that's where it is about pretty close to 49 years later now. Still doing the same, yeah. Except trying to keep up with the changes, which is difficult. The older you get, the harder it is, but try to keep up with the changes.
Yeah. And who's been the biggest influence in your auction?
I think the first year we came to a convention and we had a pair of rabbits we sold in the fun auction. And I think it was Wayne Ettinger, probably the one that kind of I mentored and been friends with the family since, of course. And he also got me started in the Charley, registered Charley business on our ranch.
What kind of things did you learn from him?
You know, I guess to be friendly to everybody, to probably, I've never learned anything when I'm talking, to kind of listen and I guess I really respected him, because there was never a young auctioneer that came to a convention that Wayne didn't find out who they were, what the gig was, and I admired that.
Yeah, he did that for me too. What lessons has your work life taught you?
To be honest and treat people the way that you like to be treated. I guess what one thing that I've learned too was when you take on a situation, whether it be an auction or whatever it is, and I guess let's go to the auction. Follow through with everything that you say that you're going to do, except do it just a little more and a little bit better than you said you were going to do. The other thing is that I learned really early on is if I have an 8 o'clock appointment in the morning, I'm going to be at that location at 8 o'clock in the morning. And also starting time. We have never, well, I shouldn't say never, but sometimes I get talking, but when it's a 10 o'clock start time, that gavel goes down at 10 o'clock on the first item. And people know that. And it's always kind of comical, because when we get in an area we normally don't work, And so at 10 o'clock start, and about a quarter after 10, boy, they're just running down the driveway because they thought we weren't going to start till 10:30, quarter to 11, because that's what they got used to.
Sure.
But anyway, I felt that's been very important. But again, to do what you say you're going to do, but just do it a little bit better.
Yeah,
I learned that at a convention, too. In a way, it said if you're going to start a restaurant chain, you go to McDonald's and you follow and you look and you see everything that they do, but then you go and start your restaurant and do it just a little bit better. And I think that goes with the auction business and everything else.
Yeah, that makes sense. Do you plan to retire? And if so, how do you feel about that?
You know, I'm, if I was any healthier, I'd feel guilty. And I guess I can't see changing that. And, you know, we've had difficulties in our family, which everybody does. But my daughter has been full-time with us and is definitely going to be full-time with us now. She's 48 and she started when she was 12. Granddaughter went to auction school when she was 13. She's 26. I guess there's not any better days than a good auction working with the daughters and the families. And we're family business, as many auction companies are. And my wife, of course, you know, for years it was her, I, and Kaya. And at this point, she does a lot of the homework. She's very good on the phone, has some health issues and eyesight issues and stuff. So she's not on the auction block anymore, which she, like one old boy said, she could pound the dust out of those billfolds for years.
What's your favorite memory from the auction business?
Oh, boy. You know, there's been so many, and I guess every time, and Kaya and I talk about that, when we have one of the good old homestead auctions, which we still have quite a few of those in our area, when you have the gathering of the good old boys and we're working it and everybody's happy, I guess every one of those is a great memory.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, do you have any humorous things that have happened at an auction, or some interesting characters?
Oh boy, that list is pretty big. You know, that is pretty big. That's a tough one. I guess I have a hard time answering that one.
Okay. I can see you're smiling pretty big thinking about it.
Yeah.
But do you have any advice for a young auctioneer coming into the business?
I guess just a repeat of what I just said. Do everything that you promise that you're going to do, whatever your situation is, but do it just a little bit better. And the other thing is too, and I've managed our auction company because of voice problems, so I haven't bid gold for 30 years, but I work the ring, I manage our company. But in a lot of, and I don't disrespect them for it, but everybody wants to be the man in the box in the bid caller. But somebody has to do the work. Somebody has to do the groundwork. Somebody has to meet the client. Somebody's got to take care of that problem customer. And those are things that a lot of people forget about. The glory of being in the auction box. Mm-hmm. One other thing is that like in our company, and we're computerized, and of course Auction Topper and all that, but just being a bid caller, there's quite a few of those around. They're pretty easy to find, but a bid caller that can clerk with the modern technology is absolutely as important as a bid caller. Because, and again, we switch our auctioneers off, not without exception, but normally we switch our auctioneers every 20 minutes, maybe a half an hour, mm-hmm. stretches. And that picks the people up. The auctioneer can go all day that way, but they have to be able to switch stools and clerk. And so when we hire an additional auctioneer, just a bid caller is easy to find. But to find one that is good on that computer and can clerk and you can trust and bid call well, that's very important to us.
Yeah, that makes sense. And how would you like to be remembered, Steve?
I guess, you know, we've had a great family, a great family business. It's been a good ride. It's been a good ride. And I guess, you know, if I checked out tomorrow, we've had a lot of fun in business and out of business. And, you know, I've done pretty much, I don't have a bucket list. We've done that along the way.
Yeah.
And so I guess I just want to be remembered as a I guess I'll be in the good old boys club or whatever.
Yeah. Well, you'll be remembered well, that is for sure. What are you proudest of?
Pardon?
What are you proudest of?
I guess our family, I'm proudest. 7 grandkids, everyone, not a bad one in the bunch. Not a, you know, yes, there's been little issues, everybody has them, but they're all basically taking care of themselves. They've all worked in the business to some capacity. I guess that's kind of what it's about.
And what are your hopes for the future of the auction business?
You know, we've missed 2 years of conventions. This is 2 years we were away. 2 years ago, everything was negative no matter which auctioneer I talked to. I mean, this online stuff was killing us. Everything was killing us, everybody. And there was eBay and there was Craigslist. And I mean, we were going to all be out of business. And now 2 years later, I noticed that in the first 3 hours I was here, the attitude changed. Everybody was kind of got on track, got in their niche in the auction business, whether it be online only, whether it be simulcast, however. And so I really feel that as the speakers have said, and John Schultz and in his seminars and that, there's avenues, and I think the auction business, there's a lot of stuff out there, a lot of things to sell that need to be sold at auction. And however the changes are, if you can just adjust and change with them, that's, I guess, what I've learned. And I think that's a positive for the future of the auction business. Maybe not as much the fast chant bid caller. They just have to diversify on their duties some.
Well, hey, thank you for sharing your life, Steve.
It's been really good. Thank you.